This week, we will discuss resiliency in youth and distinguish resiliency research from prevention research. We will revisit our discussion on risks and protective factors and their role in predicting outcomes in youth. Your readings this week examine how interventions can contribute to more positive outcomes in youth who are exposed to adverse conditions than would normally be expected on the basis of how most individuals are affected by the adversity in question. We will discuss the role of protective factors and their role in deflecting the developmental trajectories of youth. We will discuss conditions under which youth's experiences are associated with the promotion of resilience factors in youth. You will be asked to read a somewhat controversial New York Times piece written by Dr. Jay Belsky. He suggests that some genes predispose children to respond badly under stressful conditions such as abuse or trauma, what we would ordinarily think of as a vulnerability. However, he proposes that these bad genes may be simply responsive genes, in that the same genetic inheritance makes these children equally responsive to good parenting and interventions.